Hi guys, welcome in a new episode of Steven's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about this new concept called a chit-chat checkout line. That's a mouthful. I'm going to talk about Amazon's new robot, and we're going to talk about a new milestone of TikTok. Enjoy this new episode, everyone. This week, Amazon announced a house robot. It's called Astro, and it looks kind of cute. It's like, basically, it looks like a vacuum cleaning robot with an iPad on top. That's a little bit what it looks like. And it is a device that will help you with communication in your house. It will help you to maintain the security and safety in your house. And it looks cool. You can ask Astro to follow you, and then you can have a conversation, a video call, or you can listen to music, or you can check on your alarm system. You can open the door with it if you have a connected door. So it's basically an Alexa on wheels with a built-in screen, which is really cool. It's a first step, again, to have a household robot. I think many people dream of having a household robot. It's what we've seen in the Jetsons, and now we want to have one in our lives. This one is more a communication and security device than really a robot that will help you out. But it's a cool thing to experiment with. The only bad thing or sad thing is it looks like a vacuum cleaning robot with an iPad, but unfortunately, it does not vacuum clean. So this might be an idea for an update towards my friends of Amazon. This week, TikTok announced that they have reached the amount of 1 billion active users every month on their platform. So they joined the 1 billion users club, which is amazing, which is strong. So it means that we're not just focusing on teenagers anymore. It is growing up. And they also launched a couple of tools, let's say advertising tools, communication tools, to make more money with their 1 billion users. And most of these tools are created to make sure that brands and content creators can collaborate in a better way so that they can use each other's content. They're also working on a tool for marketing people, for advertisers, to make sure that if they have a campaign on TikTok, that they can see the returns in a much better way. They have a partnership with some research companies to really measure the value of that advertisement in a way that actually goes further than what Facebook, for instance, is offering today towards advertisers. And of course, the end goal is to become the social shopping platform in the world where influencers are recommending products or are using products, and that people who are watching that content can just get that product straight from the platform. This is what we've been seeing in China, that influencers and commerce and content and commerce are merging, and TikTok is probably the best placed platform to make that happen. I want to share a story from a company from the Netherlands called Jumbo. It's one of the biggest retail chains in the Netherlands. And, in retail and in any kind of business, we're always talking about increasing speed, increasing convenience, make it faster for the users. Make sure if you go to a supermarket that there's a fast checkout, or even make it invisible or remove it, like with the Amazon Go stores. But now Jumbo, this Dutch retailer, they created almost the opposite. In their stores, they're going to create these additional lines where you can check out with your products. But the goal is that you have a conversation with someone else, with the person who's helping you out. It's, I don't know how to really call it in English, but I think it's like they call it a chit-chat line. In Dutch, it's called a kletslijn, a kletskassa. Which means that you can have a conversation during checkout, so a chit-chat lane. And I like this idea because they're doing the opposite of what the market expects. It doesn't mean that they're not going to keep the fast lanes. They're going to keep the fast lanes, but they open up this opportunity for people who feel like having a conversation. And there are a lot of people who like to have a conversation that are not in the rush of a day. It's like when you would go to a library or when you go to a bar or a restaurant, you want to talk with someone. Well, now this large supermarket is installing these chit-chat lines, and I think that is a wonderful concept that they just launched. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share the video with your friends and colleagues. Like it if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the channel. And I hope to see you again next week for a new episode of Steven's Week. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.